So I believe it was Mae West who said in 1932, "It's not the men in my life that counts, it's the life in my men." But it turns out that Mae West may have been onto what is possibly a dying breed. No less an institution than Harvard has been wondering whether or not manly men are in fact on the wane, and Bill Weir is here to look at it.
Well, Diane, you know, manly men, that can also mean destructive men, self-absorbed, sometimes misogynistic men, and a feminist, gender-neutral society has gone a long way towards breaking up the He-Man Woman Haters Club. But according to Manliness, a thought-provoking new polemic, we should stop pretending men and women are equal, embrace the inner caveman, and let guys be guys.
You never will.
Humphrey Bogart in Casablanca. Well, cool, independent, self-sufficient.
He's looking at you, kid.
No doubt, a very manly man. But what about the men of today?
Manly.
Definitely manly.
He's manly, but just in a different way.
He's like soft manly.
Governor?
Manly, yes. It's
manly.
The Terminator thing.
Manly or not?
Manly.
Manly? Yeah. Okay. You can be honest.
Not?
Absolutely not.
No.
Not manly.
All right. Not at all.
Not even a little bit.
Take heart, Tom Cruise. You're not alone. Because according to a controversial new book, America is on the verge of a manliness crisis.
Men are still free to be manly, but there's no justification for it. There's no welcome for it, no respect for it.
Harvard professor Harvey Mansfield wrote Manliness, and he defines it as confidence in the face of risk. Think Gary Cooper in High Noon, President Bush, and on the dark side, even Saddam Hussein. Women like Margaret Thatcher can be manly, and even the cowboys of Brokeback Mountain. But manly men deserve to be cocky, Mansfield says. After all, they built the world.
We're losing the contribution that manly men can make, and we're confusing women and men who don't quite know what to do about manliness.
He says we should stop pretending women are equal in all tasks. And he says women should stop pretending they want something else in a man.
He's so sensitive. But what woman wouldn't want a sensitive man?
Women may say they want a sensitive man, but they don't always love one. They are sometimes much more attracted to a manly man who may be more oblivious of their needs and their desires, but impresses them more.
Whether or not they want macho, more modern women may be yearning for old-fashioned roles. In a recent survey of 5,000 couples, the happiest wives said their men support them financially and emotionally. A Bogart who cuddles.
I mean, it takes a lot of energy to flex your muscles all the time, you know. It's nice just to relax.
Now, convincing them to do the ironing, that's a whole other thing. Critics accuse the author here of trying to turn back the clock, but his basic premise is we should let women be women. Guys be guys.
So he says it's men who built the world, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, tell that to Eve.
Okay. Touché.